Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey, everyone, and welcome to this episode of She Coaches Coaches. I am welcoming Michael Overly. He is my guest today, and he is another one of these amazing experts that was part of Podapalooza. If you've been listening to my podcast, you've probably heard some of the episodes with all these super interesting people. Now, before we start our conversation, let me tell you a little bit about Michael. He is a canine partnered energy coach. He's an author and a lifelong dog fanatic. Now, you guys who know me know how much I love dogs. And so when I had a chance to meet Michael, I was like, yes, I want to talk to this guy for sure. His bio says, and I can attest to this as well because I've seen him side by side with his animal. He has had a gift of connecting with animals since he was a small child. Dogs have been with him most of his life, giving him gifts and teaching him lessons. His greatest breakthrough was after the death of his brother. And while grieving this loss, he was fully awakened to his own potential and the gifts our animals bring to our lives. Now he helps other men awaken to the gifts available to them from their dogs. He's dedicated himself to assisting men and their dogs and help them discover their path to living a life of purpose and being extraordinary. This is Michael's purpose, and it is his mission on this earth. Welcome, Michael. I'm so pleased that you're here.
Thank you so much. I've been looking forward to this so much.
Yeah. Gosh, I love that bio. It has so much heart to it, you know, and what a gift that animals have brought to you, but also, you know, like in the gift of your brother's passing, like even with all that grief to have this gift come out of it, it's amazing. Sounds like he's still with you too, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's here all the time. Sometimes they get a little smack on the head.
Literally or figuratively.
Both. Yeah. Both sometimes I'm like, oh, good God. Okay. He's right there. So yeah.
Tell me what you do and how you do it.
It depends. And this is the wildest thing. I used to be, you know, structured, formulary. My corporate world. I did all these things. I was an EMT, medic in the ER, all these things. You had protocols and you had procedures and things you had to follow. And I have found a way to just go, So I get to know the person I'm working with and their animal deeply. It doesn't always start that way. Guys are tough. Guys are tough to crack. They, you know, we're macho and we're tough and we can do everything on our own. So just getting guys to even think about doing something like this has been quite a trick. But every person is different. So understanding that gives me a little bit of an edge. Every animal is different. Understanding that gives me a little bit of an edge. Getting that person to understand that is where you just go, right? It just opens the floodgates. So the way we get in, the way we get in to help these guys to get underneath that armor, you know, across the drawbridge, whatever you want to call it, is the dog. The dog is the key to the whole thing. Let me explain. Guys are worried to death about being seen as weak or vulnerable or not perfect or unable to do something. You know, we're supposed to be these, you know, all encompassing, I can do anything no matter what creatures. And it's just not true, but we think we have to be that way. We're allowing ourselves to go home at the end of the day after having a crappy day with Jim and John and Ed. We can go home and just around our dog. We can open ourselves up just a tiny bit more. We can slow down, be vulnerable. You know, science shows some of the physical effects of being with an animal, dog, even a cat. You know, cortisol levels drop, respiratory rate drops, heart rate drops, blood pressure drops. That discharges our nervous system just a little bit. So we can just Some of us, like me, I talk to my dog. I tell her what's going on. We can't do that with our partners, our spouses, our parents, our kids. We just don't allow ourselves to do that, but we do with the dogs. So using the dog as a key to open that gate, it's just amazing what can happen. Now, each one is going to be different. Each guy is going to be different, right? But what's been fascinating is that they're categorizing themselves into two kind of different areas. Guys who realize that they're really not in the place where they want to be in their life, right? They've been successful and they've done well, whatever they did, but they realize there's a purpose for them and their job may not be their purpose. And I've had guys just go, okay, I'm done. I'm out, and go off to do this mission, right? Change careers, take on some nonprofit, whatever it is. And then other guys, the perspective shift has been that, oh my God, I'm right where I need to be, but I couldn't see it for what it was. So, I mean, how rewarding is that? That's just freaking amazing to me.
And you know, it's interesting because even though your approach is different with dogs and the partnership with their owners or humans, I hear the same thread with all the coaches that I talk to, helping people to live that life that they know they were meant to live a life that's fulfilling and meaningful and intentional. And there's another piece too, you know, like allowing themselves to be the human, just to be human. Like you were saying, you know, so often men are locked into this macho role and we get to unlock that, you know, like just because society has said that that role was acceptable, it's time for society to change. And every guy that you work with is that unlocking that way of society, right?
Yeah. Pebble striking a pond, right?
Yes. Yes.
And the ripples, I had a great conversation with my partner, Dana, about this recently. That woman is so incredible. She's smart as hell. That effect from that ripple, it keeps going, right? Even though we don't watch it, we may not see it, it continues to go. And I think that is huge. So one person at a time wanting that change creates another person wanting change. Oh, I want some of that. He seems so happy. He seems peaceful, whatever it is. So, yeah.
And it may not even be at the, you know, the level of the logical mind. It's when you see somebody that has that vibe, you're like, what is it about them? You can't even describe it, but you just know that you want to be closer to them. You want to spend more time with somebody like that. And that is how we get to that critical mass of people allowed to be themselves, you know? I mean, women have their own socialization that, you know, I'm well aware of, but I think that, you know, how each of us are socialized, it doesn't serve anybody, right? Like nobody gains by having to fit into that mold. So tell me a little bit about, I have three different questions in my head. I'm just not sure which one is the one that I'm most curious about right now. Tell me how you got started doing this. Like I read your bio and I get that, but there's something more here. Tell me that.
So after the death of my brother, I woke up, right? I had this awakening and I realized that I didn't like who I was. I had so much buried and hidden pain and shame, anger, rage. I was hair trigger for a long time, but I didn't realize, I really didn't notice that about myself. And after this death and this grieving process that allowed me to release so much of this crap, I was like, wow, I don't like that guy who I'm looking at in the mirror right there. And I'm going to change this. I'm doing something about that starting today. What I noticed about the dogs and my dog at the time, Darby, he's an energy healer, absolutely an energy healer. I had no idea this was even a thing. And then I experienced it. And then I watched him work with other people, blew my socks off. I'm like, okay, I know what I'm going to do. And so I started training in energy healing modalities. multiple, many different teachers and reading and trying other things and taking courses. And that's what got me started down this path. Now I've combined it with a coaching approach. It seems to be more accessible, especially for guys, because they, energy, woo-woo, you know. Everything's energy. Physicists have already proven it.
Of course, we know that, right? Anybody heard about quantum physics? Of course we know it's energy.
Exactly. Right? But it's a perspective, right? So guys have trouble asking for directions, let alone getting energy healing. So what I've also come to know, though, is that I'm not actually healing anyone. And this takes it like way off the charts. What I do is I help them tap into their own innate abilities to heal themselves. I help provide an access point into what they're already able to do, but they don't know it.
What I think is really interesting is despite the grief of losing your brother and how your path ultimately kickstarted, shall we say, there's a couple of things. There's this quality of curiosity, trying all different kinds of modalities, different teachers, like knowing that you're going to create your own special blend that's right for you. So that's one thing. And then the other thing that you said that really struck me, and I think it's because I've been kind of reflecting on this a lot lately, is it all starts with a decision. And sometimes these decisions are not this big, like, declaration, I'm going to go and do this thing. It's this like, no, I don't like this. I'm going to change today. Mm-hmm. Like these small decisions that may have been building for months or years happens in an instant, but nothing actually happens until you make that decision. Right. And Who knows where each of us has to get to before we're ready to take that step over. I mean, the line is a tiny little line and it's close to the ground. It's not a big hurdle, but it's actually putting your foot on the other line, other side. You might have been staring at the line for 10 years, but now here you go. Let's just go on the other side. Just now, right? What do you think about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, we all have choices. We may not like what those options are, right? But we all have a choice. And I think we spend so much time running away from discomfort and hiding from perceived pain, right? We can spin tails. Like my partner and I, we tell each other this thing. If one of us starts to go to it, it's like, hey, I don't know shit. I don't know shit. And it's like, oh, okay. I'm spinning a story. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Because it's true. The more I learn, the more I realize I don't know much at all. And I think that's a fantastic place because it goes back to the curiosity that you mentioned before, right? What if, oh, what if, oh, no, really? Is that, no kidding? Is that possible? God, what a wonderful place to be. I heard somebody else, and I don't know who it was. I want to say Eckhart Tolle or somebody, but talked about awe, the word awe, A-W-E. That we've truly lost that place of just looking at something and just going, oh, just being completely dumbfounded, like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Yeah. It's like, wow, something that touches us so deeply. So,
but that's totally accessible,
It is. It's still there.
Yeah. You just have to remind yourself to do it. And you don't need any special circumstances or special location. Their awe is available to you in any moment. Just looking around, like right now, I could look out my little window and I've got farmlands and trees, and just that is amazing, right?
Oh yeah. No, I've got a 38 acre farm right behind me and then the foothills right behind that. It's gorgeous. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Sometimes I'll just be standing back there and my partner's like, hello.
You doing something? No, right. I'm staring in awe.
Yeah. Well, and I do that with guys and their dogs. I send them on assignments. They have homework to do. You don't just read a book and get to hang out with me. There's stuff to do because your dog's trying to show you stuff all the time. And if you let them lead you around a little bit and pay attention to what they're actually paying attention to. Now, I'm not saying you got to go lick the piss off the post that they're sniffing over there. But if you pay attention to what they're really getting into, sometimes you might go, oh, I didn't even notice that. Or, I walked by that 1,000 times. I didn't know that was there. So it's really interesting.
That's Amazing. So just about time for us to wrap up. I want to make sure that you have time to show us your book, tell us about what you've written, and tell us more about how people can get in touch with you if they love what you're saying and they just want to check things out. How can they get in touch with you and tell me about your book?
Absolutely. So www.dogsandmen.com. It's a simple site because life's complicated enough, but there's information on me and there's some courses on there and link to a summit I'm doing that I'm going to leave up on the site as well. So that'll be accessible to folks, coaching information and all that jazz. Links to my book, Let Your Dog Lead.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. And there's a link to dozens of other podcasts and shows I've been on there as well. You just got to click on Darby near the bottom of the page. It'll take you right to it.
So sounds like it's a whole treasure trove of stuff.
It is, but it's not, you don't have like page after page after page after page. It's really simply laid out. And I did it on purpose because I can't stand having to go through 20 pages or something. Yeah. So the book is an introduction, folks. It's just an introduction to finding a different way to be. If you're not happy, you can choose. You decide. Decide, as Gandy told you. You make that decision and step across that line.
Wonderful. So everybody, I will put the links for Michael's site in the episode notes, as well as a link for his book so you can go and check it out. And I so appreciate spending the time with you, Michael. It was great. I loved this conversation. Everybody, thank you so much for joining us. And I'll be back to speak to you again next week.
Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.